Cities and Coasts here on Neo Rocks. First time we've played them, and that was What I Want. They will be playing the Heights Music Hop presented by Future Heights this Saturday. And joining us in studio, we have friends from the Music Hop. Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, it's been a while.
Introduce your friends.
Oh, gosh. We have Greg here. What's your title, Greg?
I'm the chair of Heights Music Hop.
Yes, and Patty?
I handle the social media and marketing at Music Hop.
And, of course, the hop happening this Saturday.
It is indeed.
How does it feel to have time to plan this year?
We feel like we haven't had enough time. It's coming up. We're, of course, 5 days out, and the clock is ticking. And we started in about February, and the event has grown quite substantially. And we're glad it came together over a longer period of time than the 4 months it did last year.
That's true.
It was actually 4 months of planning last year?
That seems like a lot. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It became pretty huge pretty fast. So yeah. It's a good problem to have, as they say.
Yeah. So with the more time to plan and having done it once – And everything you've learned from last year to this year, what can people can expect different?
Well, this year we've expanded into more venues. We owe a great deal of gratitude to Cuyahoga Arts and Culture for the expansion of this year's Heights Music Hop. We are in 16 venues, and we have a total of 30 bands. That's actually, I think, more than 30 when all is said and done. Mm. We'll tell you more about it, but you can feel free to check out our website, heightsmusichop.com, to see which bands are playing in which venues. We have expanded the number of hours that music is going to be offered. I believe last year we were only around 4 hours. Mm-hmm. This year we are at we are starting at 2 p.m., and the music will end at 11 p.m., followed by our after party, where for a cover you can hear another about 2 to 3 hours of music. So wow. If you can't get your fill.
Well, real quick, why don't you run down who all is hosting music for the night?
Sure.
And of course, this is happening in the Cedar Lea Business District. So pretty much everybody that's got a door in that area.
Pretty much. The venues that are hosting this year, we're closing event that we just talked about is at the Bottle House, the Wine Spot, Phoenix Coffee, Cedar Lea Pub, Stone Oven, Joey's, Social Room, Tavco Tavern Company, Brennan's Colony, New Heights Grill, Zagara's, Parnell's Pub, Dewey's Pizza, the Cleveland Heights University Heights Library, Mitchell's Chocolates, and the Atma Center. So far more venues this year.
So last year I heard the Commonwealth was put in Phoenix Coffee.
Yes, so, that was
really small room.
They rattled a lot of cups off the shelves. I was in there. That was great.
I say they are going to be playing where this year?
They are at the Bottle House. They're closing.
They're closing the yes. night out. And why don't we hear a little bit of who we've got playing? One of the bands playing is By Light We Loom, who is the former Bethesda.
Yes. Who headlined last yes. year at Bottle House. Yes.
And from all accounts that I heard, you packed the room
it
for
that. It was very, very successful.
Yeah, and then some.
and then some. Well, we're going to hear a track from them right now. This is Bethesda, now By Light We Loom. Here's As We Grow Old on Neorax.
Hey,
The Commonwealth and Tunnel Song here on NeoRocks. They will be headlining the Heights Music Hop happening this Saturday, which is actually a change. It was Friday night last year, right?
That is correct. Yeah, as part of our expansion in this year, we realized we wanted to open up the total number of hours people could hear music. And so we're running it much later, and we're also running it much earlier. And I guess, you know, we should probably tell you how it came to be.
Yeah, how did we get to this point now? Because it was kind of thrown together last year, and now this year you've had the time to plan and get people behind you as well.
Yeah, I'm going to kick that one over to Mike.
Well, a few of us are on the board of Future Heights. Jeff Coriel actually came up with the idea and said, Cleveland Heights, the Heights area, Cleveland in general is an artistic town. We can host a music festival here. Why don't we? We have the talent of, you know, an Austin or a Nashville. So we said, yeah, why don't we? And we just thought it'd be easy to do, get a few bands, a few bars, and it turns out it's not all that easy to do. But we have a lot of support, and we got a lot of love last year, and it's growing exponentially.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier you've got Cuyahoga Arts and Culture helping to back the event. Who else has joined on?
Yeah, so again this year, as we put on the event, we have the support of the Cedar Lea Special Improvement District, which covers all the businesses in the Cedar Lea area, Cellar Door Records, and then Cleveland Beer Week. As I mentioned earlier, they have their collaboration kickoff, and we co-host the Heights Music Hop as one of their collaboration kickoff events. And then we have some other sponsors who we are very grateful for, including Simply Charming, The Wine Spot. We have the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. Stay tuned for signs in some of the local venues. Motorcars Honda, Keep It Local Cleveland, DVUV. We have Susan T. Delaney with Howard Hanna. Then we have WRUW. We have People Water, and last but certainly not least, here in the station, we have your very own 88.7 WJCU.
That's it. Thank you very much, and we're happy to be a part of it and help plug the event as well. So we do what we can. You're hosting a ton of free music.
It is. It's the greatest thing about this event. We put this on every year, and with all these sponsors, we were able to put on an event that the public can go and enjoy the music at no cost, and continue to allow it to be free to the public with the idea this is a huge community-building event, and we're really just using music as the vehicle to get people out in the neighborhood.
So, and the one of the big ones that I don't think you mentioned that helped get all the music put together is Cellar Door Records.
Yes.
They're all over the place.
Yes, they are. Yeah, Cellar Door. I almost left out the big one for all three of us in the studio here. We're on the board of Future Heights. Future Heights is the Cleveland Heights University Heights nonprofit that builds a sustainable community. And one of our big initiatives is actually community building and trying to strengthen the community by getting people to become more aware of the merchants, more aware of their neighbors. And you do that by coming out and interacting in the neighborhood.
Very cool. So we mentioned we've got a ton of free music. Why don't we run down real quickly some of the vast variety of music that you've got going on, as well as some of the bands that you've got playing.
Sure. I'm going to kick this one over to Patty.
Yeah, we covered a lot of genres. There were a few holes in our programming last year, and we wanted to make a point to have the music reflect the diversity of the community. So we've added hip-hop stage. That's at Phoenix Coffee this year. We have an a cappella group that's going to be joining us. We have country and some rock roots Americana. Obviously, a lot of rock and alt. Parnell's is going to be hosting a Celtic fiddle and mandolin player.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was nice. That was nice to get something that kind of matches the feel of the space. Jazz and blues and classical. So I don't know how many holes we have to fill, but we've covered just about everything. And Cellar Door has done a great job with. We had band submissions open. Was it a month? I don't know how long it was open, but you know, bands could sort of self-select, and then we had some people that we tapped to that we wanted to bring in.
So how many submissions? Do you have an idea of how many you got?
Had close to 60.
60?
Close to 60 submissions.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I, yeah. I don't know what the final number was, but it was some very large number.
Right.
And we continue to get inquiries about it as we're still leading up to the event, which is...
So you're marking all those down for next year, right?
Yes. Every one of them.
So, well, why don't we hear something something else? We've got one stage that's going to be played by our very own Jason, but also playing on that stage will be Rob Dusky. And pulling one of his old tracks out.
Nice.
Here's your favorite track, Jason. Here's Used to It on Neurax.
I've been down, down to your old house. Walked over. Property. And I went down, down to the highway, watched every face drive by between the earth and sky. And I went down, down to your front porch, just sat there rocking on that creaking violence tree. Of my mind, but you know that I've been waiting for a while. That's okay, 'cause I'm used to it. Used to it. Used to it. Used to it. Get used to it. But you know that I've been waiting for. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Used to it. Used to it. Turn the blue.
blanket that I left at your house when we watched three movies on one lazy afternoon. I've got your undergarments. You can keep that wicker basket that I bought when you complained about the clothes thrown round my room. I really get confused from all these things that we must choose from, dividing all the things we bought as one. We got a lot of use from, now I get mental abuse from all these things I'm giving back now that we're done. So please return the blue eyes you used to smile at me with and that catchy tune I wrote that night for you. I'm sorry that it did not work the way we wanted it to work. I must have been a real jerk, 'cause now you're on the move. Bye-bye, sayonara, see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile, bye-bye, bye-bye. From trying to love someone that is not right for you. We'll no longer get dim sum, then go back to bed and do some of those things that we both really like to do. So please return the blue sweatshirt that you borrowed from me. Please return the blue blanket I lent to you. Return the blue eyes you used to smile at me with, and please return the blue sky. Please return the blue sky. Please return the blue sky.
Matt Harmon and Return the Blue here on NeoRocks, a track that we actually just got earlier today. He stopped by the studio and dropped it off. It was nice to meet him and get his music. So he will be playing the Heights Music Hop presented by Future Heights happening this weekend, Saturday night, in the Cedar Lee Business District. And, of course, joining us, the organizers of Heights Music Hop. And we were talking during the break that one of the things that you kind of still are needing is volunteers.
That's right.
And so looking for volunteers, and how can they do – how if somebody would like to volunteer, how can they go about getting on board?
We have a link on the website, actually. It's a form you can fill out and say when you'd like to volunteer and all your contact information, and then somebody will get in contact with you to set that up. Now, we have some perks this year that we weren't able to offer last year. So volunteers receive a ticket to the after party and a T-shirt, which is the merchandise that we're offering this year. So, yeah.
Very cool. And then I think last year we mentioned it was a possibility. We weren't sure if it was going to happen at the time that we were on the air. Parking.
Yes.
Because that's...
Parking solutions for all you goers of the Heights Music Hop.
That's always a difficulty to going to a show in Cleveland Heights.
Yes. So this year, many thanks to the city of Cleveland Heights. Parking will be free in all the meters adjacent to the Cedar Lee Business District. So they will be free from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m. Sunday morning. So for those of you stragglers who are hanging out at the Bottle House pretty late, you can still have an opportunity to walk back to your car. But again, that is only 5 p.m. until 3 a.m. Additionally, we have worked with the city to arrange for some handicap access parking, and that will be in the lot 17 at Meadowbrook and Silsby. It'll be immediately behind the businesses stretching from Brennan's Colony all the way down to Best Gyro. So you can look for those meters will be bagged and tagged accordingly. So hopefully you can find a place to park when you come out.
And then the other thing we were talking about off air is you've got a really cool way to interact with the event and the schedule actually with your phone.
Yes. This year, thanks to some of the geniuses on this committee, you can scan a QR code that will be both on the program and on several of our wayfinding signs around the event. And it'll take you to the schedule that you can view on the website at heightsmusichop.com. And you can sort the schedule by venue, by artist, or by time. So depending on what it is you are looking to see, you can organize the schedule accordingly. And the cool part is you can actually favorite the different acts you plan on seeing so that next time you return, you can say, all right, you know, this is what I want to check out while I'm at Heights Music Hop. And it's such a great tool. So you can use more than just a paper program.
I say it's one of those that when I looked at the website, because that's how I browsed it, I looked at it and I'm like, this is a little bit weird. What is this actually supposed to be doing? So the fact that it ties in with the phone and all that's actually a cool feature. And of course, the Heights Music Hop happening this Saturday from 5 to 11. With the Commonwealth headlining the after party. The music doesn't stop Saturday night.
It does not. No.
you guys have more events. You guys have taken a page out of the Larchmere Porch Fest, and you've got a few road shows going on alongside.
You got it.
The people wanted more, so we're going to deliver. We have a show at the Wine Spot on October 15th. That's a Wednesday evening. It's an event featuring Stephanie Trivison of These Knees, and it's a beer event, a Dogfish Head beer event. That's going to be a great party. So an intimate set from Stephanie on Wednesday night, October 15th. And then on Saturday, the 18th, we have several bands playing at the Grog Shop. We have a band called Rep Life, Hybrid Shakedown. Doug Wood from Cellocentric will be also performing with members of Classical Revolution Cleveland. So a whole hodgepodge of music at the Grog Shop.
And fun fact, Doug Wood is actually an alum of right here.
Oh, hey.
No kidding. Yes.
He was on the station a long time ago.
Wow.
Very cool.
So that's you've got a whole lot going on. Of course, if people have missed anything we've said and want to find more information, they can go to your website, which is
heightsmusichop.com.
And you can find the entire list and of performers and venues and also links to all the sponsors.
I believe I saw on there.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we've missed?
Feel free to follow us. We'll be live tweeting parts of the event. So you can follow us on Twitter, Heights Music Hop. And also our Facebook page is, predictably, Heights Music Hop. Most importantly, if you're looking for information when you arrive on the day of the event, the headquarters for Heights Music Hop this year, where you can buy... we'll have merchandise. You can check out Future Heights Table and learn more about the organization that is presenting the event. Yelp Cleveland will be showing up. So for those who want to enjoy the event and take a memorable selfie, Yelp will have such a station available. It'll be at Serendipity Space, which is at 2174 Lee Road. And you can go check that out.
Very cool. Well, we're going to hear a little bit more from the Music Hop. I think we've covered everything, right?
I think so.
That's all we've got. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk off the air and figure out, make sure we've got everything. But for right now, let's see, do we want to embarrass this guy now, or do we want to do Ottawa first? Well, Sean, if you're listening, Mike picked this out himself. Here's Old Boy Gone on Neo Rocks. Thank you.
sun have sent me to my knees. You'll search for all you love. It's taken you far below and all up above.